Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. Again, my name is Jeffrey Davis. We're in the Money Matters Radio Network studios, also streaming live on moneymattersboston.com. And I'm sitting with our international business reporter, Greg Stoller from Boston College. Welcome back, Greg.
Thank you. It's good to be back. Good evening.
Good evening. And what time zone are you on?
I don't know. I ask myself that on a regular basis. I was up at 4 a.m. this morning.
I was up a quarter to 5, so we could have been talking.
That's true.
But we weren't. Greg, what in your globe-trotting adventures do you want to talk to us about today?
We are in the midst of pushing through a domestic agenda as well as an international agenda, Jeffrey.
Are you President Obama with the Pope, or is this Greg Stoller talking?
This is Greg Stoller talking. The domestic agenda is that we are about halfway to our goal of coming up with 25 of the best business ideas for our annual business planning and entrepreneurship course. As you know, Jeffrey, we've talked about it on this broadcast several times. I start the intake process on February 1st, trying to interview a number of entrepreneurs, usually around 35 or 40, trying to whittle that list down to the most viable 25 or 30 or so. Those 25 or 30 over 2 days in September present, and then we usually staff amongst our 100 MBA students in their second year, 20 of those projects, 20 times 5 equals 100, and we have 100 students in the class.
Wow, that's a lot of work.
It is, but it's a lot of fun, and in fact, later on in this broadcast, we have a nice win to share with you. One of your later guests is going to be Dan Wolf, who is going to be talking about a new product that is soon to be debuted in stores on or around April 1st. He entered our class last year. He was selected as one of the 20 projects, and he is about to launch his product, and emailed me a couple days ago and mentioned that a portion of the student's work was actually responsible for him getting financing.
Well, you know, I'm glad you're talking about Dan Rolfe because I work with Dan, and I'm a big fan of Mr. Tick.
Yes.
He's clearly come up with a product that is not being sold around the country, and ticks and Lyme disease are a major issue, and I know that your students were instrumental in helping him and me indirectly give Dan some good advice.
So for the benefit of our listeners, this is a tick removal product. Exactly. It's actually called Remove a Tick.
For animals and people.
For animals and people. He has now gotten his first shipment of inventory.
Right.
It's literally being delivered. And it's I consider this to be a huge win for everybody. I love the fact, and I would say this on air or off air, that we were actually able to help out one of your friends slash clients. And just in terms of what I'm trying to do inside the classroom, I think it's wonderful that we are able to help somebody get financing and help actually launch their business.
And in the next couple of months, we'll be showing he's made a video about the product. We'll probably put it on our website so that people can see that as well.
I saw that video yesterday. It's really cool. It's great. And it doesn't tick anybody off.
Oh, that's so bad. Wish I would have said it. 25 students or projects, correct?
Correct.
You know, this sounds like, you know, the Barnum and Bailey Circus is coming to town. How many people have to get involved in total for 25 projects like that? Because I think there's professors, support people.
It's a good question. Believe it or not, outside of the 100 students, there are roughly 90 people who are involved with this course. That includes volunteers, that includes judges, mentors, AV staff. I mean, it's really a movement, but as I said, I've been doing it for 14 years. I love every minute of it. I mark my calendar by it every year. It's just a lot of fun.
Wow, that's amazing.
And what's gratifying to me is it would be satisfying enough if the students ended up doing the work and then the 20 business plans, Jeffrey, ended up on somebody's hard drive or ended up in my office. But the fact that over the past couple of years, actually 3 or 4 years in a row, we've had 3 or 4 of these ideas every year go live really says to me that we're adding true value in the classroom.
Well, obviously you are, and you've had some success with some of the work you've done from these projects. Some of these projects have come to fruition, and they're real businesses, aren't they?
Boston's first ice bar frost, that was written about in this course 3 or 4 years ago. We've had biotech companies that have gone live. Dan Wolf's company is the latest. We've had vegan cheese that received a nice write-up in the Portland Press Herald.
What's vegan cheese?
Vegan cheese is cheese without dairy that's actually made from non-dairy ingredients
for
vegetarians. Yeah.
I would have thought it was my brother who's a vegan who having gas at the end of the day.
So that's one project that we're
my
working
brother
on.
Eats about 6,000 calories of beans a day.
I was trying to avoid that discussion topic, but that's okay. We can't get away from it.
Vegan cheese.
Right. That's good. No, but I mean, it's another example of something that has been launched. Mm-hmm. We've had beer companies go live. We've had restaurant expansions. We've had products. We've had services. I'm just really fortunate to be able to do what I do.
Very, very nice.
The other project, the international agenda, as you said, the Obama-esque agenda, right. is that
you're going to see the Pope?
I could only be so lucky, but next week we are holding the annual information session for my China project. This is the project where I have a boutique strategy consulting firm who's my client in Beijing. Our students do 6 months of consulting work and send periodic updates along the way, interim reports, if you will. And then the first week of January, I fly over to Beijing with our students, which is a cross-functional team of MBA, MSF, that's Master of Science in Finance, MSA, Master of Science in Accounting, Graduate School of Social Work, and Boston College Law students. We're looking for 14 this year. We'll fly over to Beijing, and the students will present twice, once to my client, who is the boutique's consulting firm, and a second time to the client's clients.
Very nice.
So that's in the mix as well.
Do you get tired?
Very.
You do?
You and I have spoken about this before. I can get up at 4 or 5 in the morning, go, 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 go. But like you, at 9 o'clock at night, everything just shuts down.
It's a big mush in the brain.
Yeah. Yeah.
I try. Now, you know, you're doing all this stuff and, you know, you're being modest. You also have a regular cable show now, too.
Yes, thank you for mentioning that. That project has been so much fun. We just looked at statistics as of last week. The television show is called The Language of Business, and I'm pleased to let you know and very appreciative of all of our broadcast partners. We're on 45 stations now across the country, coast to coast.
That's unbelievable.
And it's been a
Are they all cable access stations?
They're all cable access stations. The next stage in the show's development is now to start distributing content for free to larger market television stations. Usually we run 4 interviews in a half an hour segment, a 30-minute format. The thought is to disaggregate those and maybe send 3 off to the larger market stations with the hope that they could use that 4th 7-minute time slot to put their own advertising in there, and it would be good for everybody involved.
Are you the black sheep in the faculty lounge? Are you different than other professors?
All I can tell you
here's that Stoller guy again.
All I can say is that our dean was very, very clairvoyant because he's able to assemble a really great team. I mean, think about what makes successful universities tick. You've got research people. You've got people who are excellent teachers. You've got people who can administer grants, people who are fascinating researchers and can publish, and then people like myself who are able to go out into the field and experiment.
Because everything you're doing is really about being a practitioner, isn't it?
Correct.
You're driven towards practice. You know, having students do projects locally, internationally, and you yourself are experimenting with different ways of getting the message out of good entrepreneurship.
That's correct, except I couldn't do it without the research grants that come in and without the Boston College quality in terms of all the stuff that's being published. It's truly a team effort. And you know something, Jeffrey? I would say that whether we're on the air doing a radio segment or just sitting around your living room or even in a restaurant, I'm really fortunate to be able to do what I do. But I also give a lot of credit to my employer that they have assembled a good team.
Very, very nice. So, you know, what trends are we to look for right now in terms of international business? Do you see any new trends on the horizon or any trends?
I am. I'm seeing a lot of different trends. I think that a lot of the trust and the rebuilding and building of the relationship has now taken, unfortunately, second fiddle to practicality. I'm noticing that the many companies that we're visiting in Asia, that's in May, I'm taking 20 of our graduate students to Beijing, Seoul, Hong Kong, and Ho Chi Minh City in Vietnam for 2 weeks. We're visiting over 20 companies. A lot of those companies that for years would say, show up, do whatever you'd like to do, are now saying, well, we like your students to present. Or we want you as a faculty member to put some skin in the game. Or we want you to do something that is going to give us a reason for having hosted you. Give us some sort of project or, you know, possibly take one of our younger people out to lunch and train them in how to be an American manager, etc. So really, practicality is finding its way in, and it's no longer just, we like the relationship, let's do things on a handshake, and we'll see you next year.
Wow, just so much going on.
And China, of course, is having a challenging 2014, and the beat goes on.
Are you going to have a summer, or do you work straight through the summer on these projects?
I have tried for the past couple of summers getting away with our family. We've got 3 young kids at home, and it's just nice to unplug, as a friend of mine says, get off the grid for a week. And yeah, you mean you come back, and you've got 500 emails in your inbox and, you know, 20 voicemail messages, but you know something? Jeffrey, in your world, you can have that at the end of any week anyway.
When you're traveling, you call your kids every night?
Absolutely.
That's good. That's
absolutely
good.
I try and put them to bed every single night.
Oh, that's sweet. That's very nice. Greg, if somebody wants to get on the Greg Stoller train, bandwagon, understand international business trends and entrepreneurship, how would they contact you?
Please use my BC email address, which is gregory.stoller.1@bc.edu. That's G-R-E-G-O-R-Y dot S as in Sam, T-O-L-L-E-R dot the number one at BC as in Boston College dot E-D-U.
Again, my name is Jeffrey Davis of Mage, and I've been talking with Greg Stoller, a reporter from Boston College on international business. Greg, as usual, great having you on the show.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here, and I thank you, as always, for the opportunity.
Great. Look forward to talking to you next time.
Sounds
good. We'll take a break, and we'll be right back on Radio Entrepreneurs.